You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Most of us will remember the oppressive, smoggy air that settled over the valley last summer and fall when the Creek Fire and other wildfires blazed throughout the state. For many of us, it felt like weeks went by when it was unsafe to open our windows or let our kids play outside. So what made the smoke so especially bad last year, and should we expect that during wildfire seasons to come? FM89's Carrie Klein crunched some historic air quality data and has joined me to talk about it. Carrie, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathleen.
So to start, just how bad was Valley air quality last year?
So last year's air quality was historically bad in a number of ways. That wasn't the case all year round, and I can get to that later, but it was bad in wildfire season especially. So I looked at this air quality measure known as the Air Quality Index, or AQI. It's a number assigned to whatever your worst air pollutant is at any given time. Then from there, that number is categorized into six groups, with good as the best and hazardous as the worst. Hazardous is really quite rare, but the others are relatively routine here, given the time of year. And I looked at AQI for three locations, Merced, Fresno, and Bakersfield, stretching all the way back to the year 2000. So the bad news first. If we looked at September and October of last year, when the smoke was most acute from the Creek Fire, we had very few days where air quality was good or in that lowest AQI category. So in Fresno, there were six good air days, Bakersfield seven, and Merced 14. That's in the span of 2 months. And to get some context on these numbers, I spoke with John Klassen. He's the director of air quality science and planning with the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District. And he said that one especially rare thing that happened last year was that there were days in which air quality was unhealthy in every single valley county.
Looking at the year 2020, we had 10 days where that happened, and it's pretty rare to have that bad air quality everywhere across the entire San Joaquin Valley. And this is true across much of the state of California on some days.
He said that usually only happens once or twice a year. And what also made last year different was that the smoky season just felt so long. You know, usually each fire will blow smoke into an area for a few days or a week at a time. But last year, there was smoke from the Creek Fire, and then it blew in from fires in Northern California, some near LA, and just wave after wave after wave of smoke.
But we have wildfires every year. Why were last year's smoke impacts so much more intense than usual?
Well, one answer is lightning. You know, there were a number of days when lightning touched off dozens of fires at a time around California, which were then driven by wind. And indeed, the last time we saw some of these markers of prolonged, widespread episodes of unhealthy air was the last time we had these statewide lightning sieges.
Looking at the previous years, seeing when we past had that many days where we had air quality unhealthy or worse across the valley. That was in 2008 when it was a similar kind of a statewide lightning event. That year we only saw 6 days with unhealthy or worse air quality valley-wide.
And then, of course, another answer is, of course, climate change, which is contributing to less precipitation, more drought, and higher temperatures on average. And that is driving bigger and hotter fires. Of the state's 10 largest wildfires, 5 of them were just last year. So there was smoke coming from all sides for a prolonged period of time. So some of these factors may signal a new normal for wildfire season, as lots of folks like to say. But the lightning strikes, at least, are atypical and don't happen in a usual year.
What is the valley's air quality typically like at that time of year? I mean, don't we tend to have air pollution problems anyway?
Yes, we do. And in fact, because we have so many year-round problems, the American Lung Association does consistently rank a few metro areas in the valley among the most polluted in the country, alongside Los Angeles. But the difference is the kind of pollution we're talking about. You know, our typical summertime pollution is ozone, which forms when certain materials in the atmosphere heat up and combine in the sun. And ozone is a perennial problem here. It's why the mountains are often obscured from view in the summertime. But ozone is not nearly as tangible as the brown, acrid smoke and ash from wildfires. Those produce particulate matter, or PM2.5. Here's Klassen again.
The ozone itself, it's more colorless. You can't really see it. It doesn't really have a smell to it. But it definitely builds up during the right conditions in the summertime here in the valley. So it is a little more apparent when we have unhealthy air quality from PM2.5 and wildfires.
Now, particulate matter, or PM, is typically a wintertime problem here in the Valley, particularly with wood burning. But longer and more intense wildfire seasons means we now often have a double whammy of ozone and PM during the summer and into the fall.
Got it. So you said you analyzed AQI data in Merced, Fresno, and Bakersfield. Are the patterns the same in all three cities?
No, actually, and this really struck me in this 20-year data set, air pollution, at least, you know, the year-round pollution, gets worse the further south in the valley you get. So on average, air quality in Merced is demonstrably better than in Fresno and Bakersfield. And Klassen says that's partly driven by geography. The mountains toward the south tend to trap smog and ozone.
They tend to have little worse air quality. Overall, just ozone concentrations tend to be a bit higher in the central and southern parts of the valley just because of where they are in the valley.
On the other hand, Merced will be more affected by smoke blowing in from Northern California wildfires. And of course, different industries affect local air quality too, and so do weather events. The highest AQI recorded in the valley in the last 20 years was during a dust storm in Kern County in 2019. It was off the charts, well into the hazardous category.
Now, earlier on, you did say that there was some good news about air quality too, right?
Yes. And that is that over the last 20 years, the background air quality is generally improving. I mean, overall, the number of unhealthy days is falling and the highest annual measurements are dropping too. Here's Klassen again.
Looking back at the early years when we had high average AQI in the early 2000s, some of those years didn't have big wildfire impacts like we saw this year. Those were just normal years, and we saw very high AQI numbers for ozone. So I think that's just a really good testament to all the work that's been going on here for the past 20 to 30 years.
But of course, a longer and hotter wildfire season is making that a lot more variable and unpredictable.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for this deep dive into the data.
Thank you, Kathleen.